Hey guys, welcome. You are listening to a very special episode of the Mom Bear Podcast. This is episode number 33, and I am your host, Mary Susan McConnell. I go by Mary Susan, and I have had such a great day. I hope y'all are having a good day. I got to interview an amazing guest today that you will hear from in a few weeks. That's not this episode. And I'll tell you what, I recorded this exact episode once before, and then all of a sudden my computer screen did this like curtain down. It went gray and it said, start your computer over. And I was like, oh, okay. I did. I came back. Thank God. All my conversations with my guests were saved, but this one had deleted. So I'm doing it again. But you know what? I'm happy to do it again because I'm just so happy about what we're talking about that I am giddy to talk about it for a second time. But let me say this in case you are new. This is a place that I created for women who are raising kids with special needs of any age, any diagnosis, to come together, hang out, share the behind the scenes of our lives. And I say it almost every time, but I hope you feel like you're hanging out on my back porch here in the country, having a beverage of your choice, sitting with some girlfriends, and loving life. I can tell you right now, it is almost, well, it's 7:30 p.m. here on a Wednesday night in Middle Tennessee. It is freezing outside, and I am in a hat, a sweater. I just had a beautiful meal of sushi, and I've got a margarita here. So I hope you're having a great day. I have been looking forward to this episode for a long time. Now, I normally put out episodes on Monday. I very often interview other moms who are also raising kids with special needs, or maybe an expert in a certain field. And I love sharing your stories. I love learning your stories. For me, it has always been, as I am the mom to a beautiful little girl, my daughter, Abiella, who's 7 years old, who has profound special needs, speaking with other women and men. But this is the Mom Bear Podcast. But if you're a man and you are listening, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Hang out with us. Speaking with other parents who are doing this thing, even if it's a totally different story, can be absolutely, at least for me, has been so powerful. So that's what this podcast normally is. And today is different. A, it's going to be a short episode. B, it's not on our normal Monday. We will have our normal Monday episode coming out. I've already got that in the can, I think is the term. I don't know. And it is awesome. I was so excited. I'm so excited to bring that to you. I was so excited to speak with my guest. And today is the day that I get to brag on some amazing women and business owners. So here is the deal. I really have always so admired small business owners and people who are going out there and trying something new and putting themselves out there and doing big things and taking their talents and using them in really cool ways. And I, a few months ago, said, hey, if there's anybody out there, a listener of this podcast or a previous guest or anything like that, who is following along and would like for me to feature your small business, let me know. I can't feature everybody's. I really wanted to really just hone in on a few. And the responses I got were incredible. So there are a few things I want to say right off the top. If you submitted your business or your product and you did not get chosen, or even if you didn't hear back, there were a lot, do not be down on yourself. I want you to know there was not a single business or product that was submitted that I wasn't completely and thoroughly obsessed with. I had to take a lot of time to figure out which ones I would feature. Originally, I thought I would feature 5 to 10. And then I decided I really wanted to share some behind the scenes and kind of paint a broad, but you know, maybe more detailed picture of each business rather than just saying, here's a business, here's a name. And in order to do that, I decided to pick 4 totally different products and only do 4. So instead of 5 to 10, we went down to 4. And let me say this one more time. if you submitted and you were not chosen, that doesn't mean I won't choose you again for a different show. Some of the people that were chosen for this just got notified this week. It was a very hard choice. And please know that I absolutely loved your product, even if it wasn't for this episode. I may choose it for another. So thank you again for everyone who took the time and sent forth their amazing creations. Okay, here's how this episode's going to go. First of all, in most episodes, I end each interview with three questions for the interviewer. Are you sleeping? What has felt like a recent defeat? What has felt like a recent victory? And my last episode that came out, my guest, Chrissy, the amazing episode on food allergies. If you haven't heard that, you need to go back and listen and send that to anyone you know who's dealing with food allergies. One thing that I did not know is that asthma and food allergies are considered disabilities under the American with Disabilities Act, because those conditions can limit one's life in major ways, including breathing, eating, work, school. And while I was speaking with her, she said that every week at the end, when I ask my guests those three questions, that she asks herself those three questions. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. And I may start doing that myself, just internally, kind of checking in with myself every week the way that she had been. And so I thought I would do that today. Why not? Kind of check in with y'all about my own life. But let's first celebrate these businesses. And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to go one by one. And all the links, including their Instagram, their websites, are going to be down below. So you can scroll down and check them out. And I would highly encourage you to follow them all on Instagram if you are on Instagram, or on Facebook. You can see those links as well if they have one that they've asked me to mention. And you can, by following them, you can see the behind the scenes of their businesses. You can click the link. So great. I think that's an amazing way to support a really cool thing that some really cool people are doing. Now, I want you to know, I am not getting paid to do this. This is certainly not an ad, and I am not getting a kickback on any of the things that you may or may not choose to purchase. These are just things that I love, and I was really impressed. When an individual decides to start a small business, I think that that is such a badass endeavor, because there's no way to do that without being brave, without being bold, without saying, hey, world, I have something that I think is really great. And that's also a vulnerable thing to do. And I think in the holiday season, or throughout the entire year, but especially right now, it's really a unique opportunity we all have to take our money and put it in places that we really want to invest it in. And I think putting it in the hands of small business owners or nonprofits, and there's just so many, there's no way I could possibly go down the list of all the businesses and nonprofits that I think are worthy of everyone's attention. So today I focused it on individuals who listen to the podcast or who have been guests on the podcast who have these businesses that I chose from that list. And so I think it's a really great way for us to kind of support this community around the Mama Bear podcast. So again, thank you to everyone who submitted. Thank you for all your what you're doing. I hope you have an incredible season. And a big, fat, huge congratulations to these four business owners. I am giddy with the opportunity to share your product. And having already recorded this once, let me say I'm even more excited the second time, which is proof of how much I love your business. So here we go. The first business, and I'm going to go kind of quick, and I'm going to give you a little behind the scenes and tell you what they do and what they are. And then, like I said, all the links are below. The first business is On a Whim Creations. Kayla and Lauren own this business. And let me say this. If you are a fan of receiving mail that makes you absolutely like full of joy, then you need to consider checking this company out. They sent me a box of some of their unique items. And I tell you what, I have it sitting right here as I'm speaking to you. And I just absolutely love it. So here's what they said about their business. We make handmade crochet stuffies. So think of like stuffed animals, which are the squishiest and most lovable creatures made from high quality yarn and fiber, along with crochet garments such as hooded scarves and blanket shrugs. Basically, we are two chicks completely obsessed with making anything and everything with yarn. First of all, follow these ladies on Instagram because this business is a delight to watch. What they make is gorgeous. It makes you feel good. And holding this bunny that I have over here that they have made, it blows my mind that this is handmade. I mean, the craftsmanship is beyond me. Ladies, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how this doesn't take you 2 years to make each product. Like I can't imagine the magic that you are creating, but let me say it is phenomenal. Now, I'm on the other side of the house from AB's bedroom, so she can't hear me say this, and I'm in my closed secret office, but the bunny she is receiving for her birthday in about, what is it now, 11 days, and I cannot wait to give it to her. So thank y'all so much for sending it. It is gorgeous, and I'm being serious. When they submitted their company, and still just last night I was doing this. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I don't know if y'all do this. If I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't sleep, I have a habit of making lists of things I want to buy and things that I really like. And I was going through their Etsy shop and I couldn't quit. I couldn't quit making a list of like, okay, I want that shrug for so-and-so. I want that scarf. I think all the cousins need these. They have these beautiful mermaids. I mean, you got to go check it out. And so it's incredible. Now, here's what they said about the behind the scenes of their business. Our business is ran from our homes in Aubrey, Texas. We juggle mommyhood and maker life every day. Every one of our stuffies has been tested and approved by the tiny helpful hands of our children. Many of our crochet patterns, such as the Sparkle Girl doll, have been inspired by our children and their love of all things sparkly and fun. Yes, yes, and yes. And then here we go. Are you ready? I wish I had like a drum roll or a bell or something. But listeners can use code MAMABEAR15 for 15% off their first order with us. What an exceptionally generous offer. Thank you, ladies. Again, MAMABEAR15, and you need to spell it the way I spell it for this podcast. I know mama can be spelled a variety of ways. It's MAMABEAR 15 for 15% off your first order. Guys, do it. Do it, do it, do it. And real quick, and again, you can scroll down below, but you can purchase their items at www.creationsonawhim, whim spelled whim.com. And you can also find them on Etsy by looking up On a Whim Keepsakes. So if you go, or you could type in https://www.etsy.com/shop/onawhimkeepsakes or on Instagram at @on_a_whim_. Or hop on over to my Instagram at Mary Susan McConnell and look up my highlight reel for product features, and you will see them under that. Ladies, unbelievable business, unbelievable products. I mean, I have just loved finding you. So thank you for your submission. All right, business number two, and these are in no particular order. This business, let me say this. You're going to want to go to their Instagram account because Ray, the owner of this business, the pictures are phenomenal. I mean, they are like storybook magical heaven. Okay. The business is Wild Hearts and Honey. Ray is the owner, and she creates and sells educational resources for teachers and homeschooling families that are gorgeous. If this was like a Skype or a video call, I would be blasting the pictures online, blasting them for you to see. So you got to hop over to my Instagram where I'll link to hers or hers, and I'll give you that link in a second to see what I'm talking about. Unbelievable. Now, here's some very important behind the scenes, and a lot of you are going to relate to this or understand where she was coming from. Wild Hearts and Honey was inspired, I'm reading this verbatim, by my daughter Daisy, who has a rare chromosome abnormality, 18P. We were told when Daisy was a baby that she may be nonverbal. I went into hypo mama bear mode, determined to teach my little girl to read as an alternative form of communication. I found myself staying up late at night, making teaching resources like flashcards and social stories. These progressed into the leveled sight word readers that I sell today. I started the Wild Hearts and Honey blog as a way of connecting with others who share this special needs homeschool journey. Sharing my teaching resources for a very small price helps with the expenses of keeping a website live and hopefully makes someone else's teaching day that much easier. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for creating what you create. I mean, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I can't wait for you to see the pictures. And Ray has also generously given us a coupon code for a discount. And you can type in AUSSIE, Mama Bear, MAMABEAR. And if you're spelling that out in your head, you are right. She is in beautiful Australia. So exciting. And here's where you can go to purchase a product, www.wildheartsandhoney.com/shop. Or on Instagram, you can find her at Wild Hearts and Honey. Or again, you can always pop over to my Instagram, Mary Susan McConnell, hit the highlight reel on product features. That will lead you to her account, her Instagram account, or scroll below and find us. So thank you, Ray. Oh my gosh, beautiful. So impressed. All right, number three. Now, let me say this. This business is one that, you know, it's a personal endeavor that I have had the absolute honor of watching my friend Tracy Laux create unbelievable materials, unbelievable content for women around the world to help them in their journey of healing, help them in their journey of life. And let me say this about Tracy before I even tell you about the company that I'm about to speak on. She was on episode 9, A Self-Care Journey, Motherhood, Special Needs, Grief, and Transformation. If you have not caught that episode, I would just absolutely tell you to do that as soon as possible, because Tracy is someone who has gone through such her journey has had highs and it's had lows, and she is willing to share everything with all of us in the name of helping other people. Part of what we spoke about in that conversation was not only her experience raising multiple kids with special needs, not only her experience with wellness and self-care, but also her experience with grief and handling the last few years after her 4-year-old son, Maddie, died. Having been a friend of hers online when that happened and seeing what she has done with that grief and how she has made an intentional choice to dig in to helping other families and other women has been one of the most beautiful things that I have ever witnessed. And the joy and the light are so profound. The healing, you can just feel it through the screen. And so her most recent endeavor that I have the honor of sharing with you today is the Healing Breath Studio. Now, let me read to you what she said about her business. My artwork was born out of my own personal healing journey after walking through several years of grief and trauma following the death of my 4-year-old son, Maddie. As I have learned to heal body, mind, and spirit, I have chosen to allow my journey to encourage others to heal and grow. I have discovered a special place for my own healing through meditation, affirmation, and painting. Each of my pieces have been created with the intention of inviting the viewer to simply breathe and be still. Now, let me say this. Tracy's art is exceptional, absolutely breathtaking. She makes art that inspires healing, sacred connection. She makes memorial art, meditation paintings, affirmation cards, and commissions. She's recently been doing commission memorial art, and let me say, it is a profound gift. It is an enormous gift. Art to me is such a powerful tool of healing, and the way Tracy has chosen to use her talents is really incredible. Here's what she says about the behind the scenes. I majored in art in college and taught elementary school art for 10 years. Life took lots of twists and turns, and I got out of sync with my creativity in some ways. My love for painting was rekindled this year as part of my healing journey of learning to cultivate self-care through affirmation, meditation, and creativity. On most days, my dining room table leaves little room for anyone to actually eat, which I think many of us can relate with. And you can find her work in many places. I would first encourage you to go to her Instagram account, which is at the Healing Breath Studio. That's a new account, and it's just gorgeous. Again, the Healing Breath Studio. If you want to go find her personal account, that's at Tracy Laux, TRACIELOUX. And you can go to her website, thehealingbreath.org, for writing, self-care coaching, as well as affirmation t-shirt designs. In addition to all of this, you can go to her website, https://fineartamerica.com/profiles/Tracy-Laux/shop. And again, the link will be below, and you can also purchase there. So please check Tracy out. It is an absolute honor to watch what she does and the healing that she passes on through her writing, through her wellness program, and now through her art. What a gift. Thank you, Tracy. All right, number four, and again, these are in no particular order, is the Little Dapper Collection. Now, let me say this. The founder of this company was a guest of mine in episode number 26. And that episode was called Making Money, Building Businesses, and Doing Life with Single Special Needs Mama and Entrepreneur, Genesis A. Emery. I had the absolute honor, and I had a blast speaking with Genesis about her life as an entrepreneur, her life as a single mom, her life in Chicago, and she is just phenomenal. And one thing, and let me say this first, I originally found her on television. She was being interviewed on a program, and she was just doing her life and Skyping in, or I don't know the program they use, but I'm just saying it was awesome because I could see her just kind of the behind the scenes of her world, and they walked us through this company she had. And I remember sitting on my couch being blown away. And then to have the experience of speaking with her and interviewing her just a few months later was such a gift. And now I get to feature her company. And so her company is the Little Dapper Collection. And here's what she says about it. The Little Dapper Collection is a handcrafted collection of dapper bow ties for babies, toddlers, and boys. The bow ties are designed to revolutionize the way that parents dress their kids while grooming young boys into dapper young gentlemen. The brand also takes great pride in being a company that promotes fashion with a cause by giving back and raising money for children with special needs and unique medical challenges. Each month, the Little Dapper Collection helps to create awareness and give back to children one bow tie at a time. Guys, these bow ties, A, they would make the best gifts. B, they're incredible. They're incredible. I mean, you're going to just fall in love. Here's some behind the scenes. The founder's son, so Genesis' son, Noah, is the inspiration behind the Little Dapper Collection. Noah was diagnosed with a rare genetic chromosome syndrome, and because of his journey and very unique story, he inspired the launch of the Little Dapper Collection and why they focus on creating a product that gives back to children with special needs and unique medical challenges. The Little Dapper Collection works avidly to make a difference for children with special needs and encourage them to embrace the challenges and differences that make them beautifully unique. The Little Dapper Collection is partnered with various children's hospitals, orphanages, and youth centers, and so much more. Guys, if you are looking for something for a newborn, a little boy, if you're looking for something for a toddler, a nephew, I mean, you got to check these bow ties out. You're going to just fall in love. And again, generously, we have an amazing promo code. So are you ready for this? brace yourselves, for 30% off your total, type in Mama Bear, M-A-M-A-B-E-A-R. And here's a big point. It has to be in all caps. Mama Bear, M-A-M-A-B-E-A-R, in caps, for 30% off your total. Enjoy. Go shop away. Enjoy. Here's where you can purchase. www.thelittledappercollection.com, or you can follow them on Instagram at The Little Dapper Collection, or on Facebook as The Little Dapper Collection. Also, you can follow Genesis Brand. She has another brand called Amore Genesis for tips and insights on how to balance mommyhood and entrepreneurship. Guys, go check that out as well. She just did some really cool stuff about dating as a single mom, and I really am so interested in checking out all the things she does. So she's been doing Mama's Making Money Mondays. I mean, she's just amazing. So check that out, and you can find her there on IG, on Instagram, at A-M-O-U-R-G-E-N-E-S-I-S. Also, I have a note here that she sent, and I need to read that to you because this came in and it made me very, very happy. She said she is excited and happy to do a bow tie giveaway for a lucky listener. They need to just simply subscribe to the newsletter, her newsletter, and follow the Little Dapper Collection on Instagram and on Facebook. One more time, there are three things you need to do here. Subscribe to her newsletter, and then follow the Little Dapper Collection on Instagram and on Facebook, and you will be entered. And guys, I hope you are the winner of that. I hope, if I could put myself in the running for that, I hope I'm the winner for that. Unbelievable businesses. So exciting. Ladies, thank you so much for being who you are, for allowing me the honor of shouting out to the airwaves your amazing businesses. And if you are listening to this after the holidays, still check these women out and see what they're doing. These make incredible gifts, not only for birthdays and all occasions, but get some stuff for you. Get some stuff for you or your son for no reason. I mean, these are the things that we want to support on a regular basis, and I am just honored to be able to share that with you. Okay, my goal is to do this in 30 minutes. I've got 3 minutes left, and let me answer those questions that I said earlier. Let's see, am I sleeping? Well, this is a perfect day for me to explain what happened last night. We have been sleeping off and on. AB's been doing a little bit better sleeping, and when she's asleep, it's like, all right, game on. Nobody makes a noise. You know, actually, that's not true. She's very good at sleeping when we have a lot of company here. We tend to keep a fairly loud house at times. My husband's a musician. We have artists and writers here quite a bit. Family comes, and we are all night owls. So she tends to sleep really well. But let me say, if she is asleep and it's quiet, you know, like anybody, a loud noise would wake her up. And last night, I wake up, Sean's getting up to change the heat. It had gotten much colder, temperature dropped like 20 degrees. And in the process of that, he drops his phone, which made a loud noise. And we both go, oh my gosh. And then half a second later, boo, boo, he dropped it near the sensor of our house alarm. And our house alarm goes off, which is absolutely piercing. And then the alarm company calls, you know, to make sure everything's all right. Do we need anything? And so in that process, she woke up. So she has been up since 4 a.m. As far as we know, she did not go back to sleep. And I'm hoping as I'm recording this that she's falling asleep right now. And hopefully we'll get a good night's sleep tonight. But you can imagine, Sean was like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But all is well. And everything was, you know, it was worth a laugh. All right. A recent defeat. I purposefully decided not to think of these before because I wanted it to feel spontaneous. A recent defeat would have to be, you know, it doesn't necessarily feel like a defeat, but it does feel like a challenge. With the sleeping issue that I just described, if we wake up in the middle of the night normally the house alarm, that is not an issue. Normally if we wake up in the middle of the night on our own, and we're working with our doctors with this, then we are up for maybe 3, 4, 5 hours, and then we fall asleep. And by we, I mean AB. Then she falls asleep around, maybe hopefully 6, 7 in the morning, which is, right there when you should be waking up to go to school. And so I then you're in that kind of balancing act of, do you send her to school on 3 hours of sleep? That doesn't seem right to send your second grader to school exhausted. And then in addition to that, when exhaustion can trigger seizures, then it really doesn't seem right. So then we allow her to sleep in, which then makes us late to school. And, we don't want that. We want her to have as much time at school as possible. And so this season, we've kind of been balancing that. So it doesn't necessarily feel like a defeat, but it feels like, a unique situation. We are hoping that we're finding a solution so that we can sleep more and get back to school. So far this week, we've been there on time, haven't had to cancel anything, and that's been feeling great. So hopefully tonight will be a good night or a night of sleep. Recent victory, I would say this week. This week, despite being woken up at 4 a.m., we've gotten to school on time. We have made it to our early morning feeding therapy session. We have done all the things, and we're looking forward to the rest of the week. So it's been a great week. Christmas lights are up. Christmas tree's up. We can see a ton of Christmas lights at our front window, so that's been nice and cozy to lay down at night. We live in the country, but we are lucky enough to have people across the street that really deck it out. And so we've been able to just watch. And by deck it out, I don't mean fight. If you know that term, deck it out. But they have been. And I say, do you know that term? Because recently, I realized there are a lot of international listeners, and some of the things I say are very Southern. So I don't really know sometimes what phrases are only where I'm from. But yeah, no, neighbors don't fight. They really go all out with their Christmas lights. It's cozy and festive, and we are loving this season. So I hope you're doing well. Go down, scroll down, check out these amazing businesses. Ladies, thank you for the opportunity to share your incredible ventures and all the things you are doing. Your careers that you are sharing with the rest of us are just awesome. And guys, I'll be back on Monday for a normal episode. I can't wait for you to check out that one. It was just a ball. I can't wait for you to hear it. And Godspeed. I'll speak with you in, what is that? Just a few days. All right. Bye-bye.